Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Get your heads right on a Wednesday, middle of the week. Excited to be here with you guys. We've got the porno lighting back on in the studio. Very sexy and mysterious and dark. Turn down some of the lights and have our big ring lights shining right in our face. But I don't know. It's a better atmosphere. It's more soothing. What would you guys think about getting a red light in here? We'll talk about it in a moment. Soothing. I use one in the morning. We'll talk about it. It's fine. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, Chairman Ben. Your friendly... I really want that to stick. Your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
A red
anchor.
Light would be very appropriate.
It would! The chairman, so, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have a red light in our room.
Really?
Yeah.
Your room is the red light district.
Something about... My wife put it in, unbeknownst to me, maybe a couple months ago. And I walked in one day, I was like, what the hell just happened? And she's like, yeah, it's supposed to promote calm. Okay. So wake up in the morning, I stretch with the red light on, and it's really soothing. I feel it gets me in the right headspace.
We have a lot of the smart bulbs where you can use an app and pretty much make any color you want and any kind of lighting function or whatever, strobe lighting or whatever you want. You can. It's crazy.
Strobe light.
Dude, they have all these patterns. It's crazy. But just simple one color. I like red a lot as well.
Red is legit.
Calming.
It's calming.
Yeah.
They use it in spas and stuff. It's probably garbage junk science, but I don't know.
Sorry, you can walk in the door and go on your app and you can just say, turn my house into a nightclub.
Yeah. Bah, bah, bah. I hate strobe lights. Dude.
I feel like if you made it a dark blue or whatever, it would still, you're like, oh yeah, this is calming. I can see this.
It is nice. I really enjoy the red light. And of course, making love under the red light is just the most fantastic thing of all time. I would get that it would be amazing. Amazing. But great to be here with you guys today. Had a late Aztecs game that we will get into. I did make it through some of it.
Did you get a team into the start of the television coverage after the previous game ended?
Yeah.
You saw some of it.
I texted you guys and I said, this effing game. I turned it on at 8 o'clock sharp. Mm-hmm. It was like 14 minutes left. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is
Who
happening?
Screwed up that bad?
I'm like, what? And then Paul, I go, this is brutal. I go, let me know how it goes. And you guys go... Ben goes, good night. And then Paulie goes, actually, it's going to start on FS2. It's going to be on a FS2 right now. So I clicked over to FS2 and ended up watching the first half. And then I zonked out. Man.
If you didn't make it up to the end of the game out there, they did win. We'll talk about it coming up here a little bit later in the hour.
Can't wait. How was everybody's evening? last night.
Good?
Good. Back on the anchor desk again last night. The world continues to spin, apparently.
Yes, it does.
I watched a little bit of you last
night. I had him on as well last night in the house.
Watched a little bit in the 4 o'clock.
You still like me?
The boys love you. Betty! Yeah, yelling at the TV.
Did you see old Howdy Doody here with his news banter?
Oh, no, I did.
With Megyn Perry?
The banter I remember was from... I forgot to mention it yesterday.
You would absolutely know. Like, I know. You didn't text us, so I assumed you missed it.
So there was banter. When we talked about the Marlin, the $3.2 million Marlin that went for... Or tuna,
tuna.
I'm sorry.
Tuna.
That,
tuna.
That went for sale. That was from...
That was Monday night. Yeah.
He did have a slight, he's like, I'll take a couple of hand rolls and a blow, right? Like that, but I was like, all right, yeah, that's normal. It didn't jump off the screen.
Hey, while you're down there, why don't you?
Did not say anything that would get me suspended,
hey,
I promise you.
Do you mind blanking me while you're down there?
Did not say anything that will get me suspended for two games.
Did I miss?
Yes, dude. So you missed the cat adoption story.
I did. I missed the cat adoption, which I would have loved to see.
You love cats.
I love
cats. This was such a nice story, too.
The story was great.
Yes.
It was your line after the story
that
absolutely sent me.
Was it the Dick Enberg line?
No.
Man, that is a plump pee.
No.
Greatest line ever uttered.
I literally can't say what he said.
How did he get away with that? Just because he's Dick Enberg.
You can't say that word.
Unless you're Dick Enberg, and he got away with it.
Like, Woods just had to shorten it up. He couldn't even say what was said.
Boy, that's a plump P word. What? I saw it. I think
this
I
like
ever...
Dick third Enberg inning of a Padres
literally
game.
Said that.
On
the air. And no one really batted an eye, because he's Dick Enberg.
We have to find that clip.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who,
I can.
So he was working with...
Mud?
Mud didn't... pee his pants?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Oh, I'm
quietly.
Positive he did. What?
Now, was there any... Yeah, we'll
ask
it.
Him next week.
Was there any reaction from Mud?
I don't think
so. You can't say anything.
I don't think you can say anything.
Yeah, that is... they put a cat, big, giant, fat cat, looks like just like one of my cats.
Garfield.
Big, giant, fat cat.
Well, this one was unbelievable, next level. I went back... And I have started to pull some of these clips from now on.
Yes.
It's too good. Like, Ben...
8 years it took us for this.
To be fair, Ben never anchored for the first few years.
True. This is kind of a new development.
And then when he did, it was, a couple times a year, maybe, kind of emergency fill-in. And it just wasn't on our radar. He's been doing it a lot more lately, though. And
I'm getting a little more comfortable at the desk just with reps. And with that comes... you get a little looser, I guess.
Yeah. Newsman smarm is what you get.
Really,
look at him. There he is.
Yeah,
listen to this. I've got the full story with the context and everything.
Quickly.
You tell
sidebar,
me.
Sidebar. Yes. Do you want some of my ties? I have a buttload of really, really nice ties that I don't wear.
I have about 30 of them at work.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, and I rotate them around. But you can always... use more. I always sift through them. I just kind of choose every day, like, which one do I want to go with today?
This will come as no surprise to you, but I spent a fortune on ties back when I was a suit and tie guy every day. That was my luxury.
Love it. Yeah, I will take hand-me-down ties.
Okay, you can have them.
Thank you.
Bring them in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Would you like me to tie you up with some of your ties?
Ties?
Yeah, I will do that. I will get you dialed in tomorrow. All right, you can have. I want them out of my closet.
Thank you.
I
think I might have a few I could donate.
They bring me back to a time that I don't like myself very much.
It's funny because about a year and a half ago, pandemic, I guess, I really stopped wearing ties on the air when I was sports anchoring.
Yep.
But when I news anchor, I still wear them. I don't even wear them 100% of the time when I'm news anchoring. Like Friday, I've been working all week. Sometimes I'll go tie-less on the desk.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I think if you're going to be a news anchor, you got to. Still got to wear the tie. It's one of the few jobs left in the world where still got to put the tie on.
Both my kids remarked how sharp you looked last night.
Oh, God,
yeah,
thank you.
They did. And I checked him. He was doing a stand-up. You were talking about a story, and you were gripping your
hands
fist.
Together, but not in a triangle, hopefully.
I was praying that he had the triangle. No triangle. You did really well. So what do we have here, Paulie? Right.
This was in the 7 o'clock news yesterday, I believe, around 7:20, talking about cats.
The Helen Woodward Animal Center ended 2025 on a high note with every single adoptable cat in a new home.
Nice.
The Animal Center's cattery is completely empty for the first time anyone can remember. 23 cats were adopted over the New Year's Eve weekend alone.
Pause.
More than 1,400 cats Pause. And kittens.
I can hear, I know him. I can hear a little smile in his voice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I hear it. There's something brewing in that head of his.
You can hear, I can hear the wheels are turning. Starting to squeak.
They're starting to squeak a little bit. I can hear it. All right. I don't know what's coming. I can't wait to hear it.
Found forever families over the entire year. Despite the milestone, the center's work is not done. The empty cattery now makes room for dozens more cats waiting in foster care.
Now, the ABC 10 News Pinpoint Weather Super 7-Day Forecast.
Back here at the newsery, Megan Perry is here with our forecast. Cattery is a new word for me, but I like it.
I know. I love it. And we need that same thing to happen with all the dogs that are out there. So, yes, if you're able to adopt or foster, there's a lot more animals in need.
What? If the cats live in a cattery, all the news people live in a
newsery.
A newsery, right?
It's not bad. It's actually not bad.
I gasped when I heard it.
I've never heard the word cattery before.
Hannah's dream is to have a cattery. Her dream, her dream is to own a cattery. I've heard that word now for, it'll be 12 years come cattery. February. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
You sort of have lived
back here
cattery.
At the newsery. All right.
It didn't sound quite as smarmy in my head when I said it out loud.
Back
but
here
listening.
At the newsery.
Oh!
It's the pause. Listening back.
Back here at the newsery.
He's so proud. I love it. So you couldn't wait to drop newsery.
Correct. Correct.
I love that. There's like a, you guys all watched The Incredible Hulk when you were kids. Paulie, maybe you missed The Incredible Hulk.
I'm well aware.
Well, now they have been back with the Avengers and everything.
But
so.
When... he would turn in, he would be like, ah, like it didn't look like an awesome experience for him, right? I feel like it's the same for you when you get to the anchor desk. You get back there, you get the makeup going, the tie, and he's like, no, and then it's like the incredible smarm lord.
Don't make
back
me smarmy.
The newsery.
You won't like me when I'm smarmy.
Yeah, don't make me smarmy. You will not like me when I'm smarmy. It's so good.
Benny, you did great. The line was good.
It's so good.
Just, I wasn't expecting it. But in the same way you just described it, I was like, I wasn't that surprised that you said it. Like, it was, you could hear the wheels in motion there in your brain.
Yeah, you could hear.
Why are my wheels so loud?
God, yeah,
they
funny.
Are. They are. It's
you
so
hear here
good.
Too. You see, you see.
Oh,
like,
I see it.
You see it.
I'll
you
see it.
Them.
I'll see it in his eyes. And I go, oh boy, here comes a banger.
Back here at the newsery.
Yes! You're a legend. Straight up.
Back
straight
here in
up
the
legend.
Studio-ry.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And are you anchoring again tonight?
I am.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Last time this week, because of course we're heading to Arizona tomorrow.
Here's what I would like you to do. I assume you guys have a rundown similar to what we use. Do you have a digital copy?
Digital
can you just
online
forward,
rundown.
Can you forward that to me in Woods every afternoon?
I don't
so
want
that.
So
that we can go through your news rundown and be like, ooh, that's going to be a
See,
story
but the
to
best
watch.
Moments
for...
are not in there. That was all unplanned and unscripted.
That's what I want. I don't even care about. I mean, we've heard about the Epstein files from you and Hitler and all your loves, your great loves. I want hours of banter. I want hours of just the back and forth. That's what I want. That thing, because it's so good. Yeah, we've talked about it before. Something about being at that desk, all those lights upon you.
You're just sitting there for hours with five cameras, 38 lights, all centered directly on you. And you are the one who is talking. You've got multiple people in your ear who are talking to you. It's hard not to feel like the center of the world when you're a news anchor.
And your ego and your...
And then you only really get one or two opportunities a show to interact with anybody.
Right.
A reporter or usually Megan Perry, our meteorologist, who comes to the desk. And you get then probably between 6 and 12 seconds to have some sort of memorable little
repartee.
Banter. and interaction. Yeah. It's got to be fast because that show is on a tight clock. So if you go more than 10 seconds, you have ruined the producer's life. Like, we got to kill three stories and do this. So you got to be quick, but you also have to make it human and interactive.
This is my worst fear, though, is we're promoting Ben as the world's greatest anchor. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, why don't you just anchor? Would you... You wouldn't have to quit this job.
No.
You're doing the job right now.
Same job? Yeah.
Would you be mad if they moved you off of sports and just made you an anchor?
I mean, Kimberly, it's her job as long as she wants.
As she wants.
So, I'm just a happy backup and fill-in.
Okay. All right. That's what you were until you became a superstar
someday,
on this program. Someday. Okay. He's going
to
be sidling up to Major Garrett out at Fantasy Camp. Like, if there's any openings out there.
You're going to have two of us.
Two
out there at the same time.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of funny repartee.
And he's network. So,
he's network.
Take me and multiply it by 100.
You and me can go out and have a crazy night one of these nights and just let Major and Ben host the show in the morning for like an hour.
Would be incredible.
Like, bro, we'll be there at 7 o'clock.
I'll be there at 7.
Oh, no, we only speak in 6 to 12 second chunks with each other. Yeah,
in bursts. Well, listen, I'm excited for you. What time you're on again, the normal time?
4, 5, 6, 7, 11.
All right, I'm going to miss the 6.
Okay.
Because I have something going tonight that I have not had to do in at least 15 years. And even the interview to get a radio job was a bit of a formality, right? It was already decided, but the program director at the time wanted to meet me and just sign off on it, rubber stamp it. But it was already done. It was a formality. I haven't had to go do an interview in a long time.
You had to explain this. So we did our promo for this morning show after the show yesterday, and Woods goes, plus, I'm going to do an interview. And I'm thinking, you do interviews every day. We interviewed Craig yesterday. We interviewed Darren every Friday. What do you mean you have to do an interview? No, you're the on the other side of it, like a job interview.
Yeah, an unpaid job, but a job that I look forward to very, very much. But it's the first time I've had to do this. I'm interviewing tonight for head coach, manager of a minor B baseball team for Encinitas Little League. And I didn't know that this was part of the process. I don't know that this has ever been part of the process before. Mm-hmm. I will say, when I got the email the other day, I was a little surprised. They said, we're going to be conducting interviews of every single potential manager. And then if you are chosen to be, I thought it was, who wants to manage? I'll do it. Okay, you got it. Because that's how it's been to this point with T-ball, all of that. Yeah. It's like, we'll take
forever.
Now you've got to pass through the gauntlet. Who's the president of baseball operations of this team?
Malia. That's her name, yeah.
You've coached in this league?
Yes.
So
T-ball and rookies.
But you have to reapply or re-interview?
I've never interviewed. It was, do you want to coach? Great. Sounds good. Here's your gear. Have a great time. Let us know if there's any issues. Great league.
I mean, now they've changed it to this is how they're doing it.
And I don't know if it's always been you had to interview for the
for this level, the
level, but it does make sense. And I'm like excited as hell about it. I can't wait to do it. But I was surprised. I didn't know that this was a part of the process.
It seems a little unnecessary from your perspective. It seems entirely necessary from their perspective. I can totally see that. Like you might think this is a little overkill, isn't it? Like you guys know me. I really got to go do this.
Yeah.
But I can see why, they probably should.
I mean, do they want to know your thoughts on, like, the shift and lineup construction?
I sent you the questions.
Bunting philosophies?
Don't bunt. My team will not be bunting. I sent you the interview questions, by the way, that they will be asking me tonight. And I will admit I'm a little bit nervous about it. I do have to go in by myself in front of the board, and they will pepper me with questions. And again, they'll let me know if I am going to be the manager or not.
All right, Mr. Woods, thanks for coming in. Let's see here. I want to start with this. Can you explain this gap in your work history from 1993 to 1996?
Yeah, I was floundering and trying to find a college and working at a gas. I didn't put my gas station experience on there, but that's actually where I was at the time. But
would that help or hurt, adding all your job experience?
It would hurt tremendously. I'll just put this job 15 years in radio But yeah, so tonight, I guess they do it in other leagues. I just had never heard of this for Encinitas.
Do you want to practice?
Yeah, all right, here we go.
I mean, I think there's some easy. There's some layups here. Mr. Woods, could you tell me about your overall coaching philosophy?
Oh, sure, absolutely. My job as a manager and a coach is to get these kids to sign up next season. That's it. I want them to have the time of their lives. But the things that I'm going to stress, really, development, being a great teammate, attitude, and effort. That's really what I care the most about. And I want them to have a blast playing baseball.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Political answer. You know that's what they want to hear.
But that's really how I am.
I believe you.
Yeah, that's who I am.
All right, we'd also like to know just about your general baseball IQ and understanding of the rules.
I would say strong to quite strong.
I think some of your listeners might disagree at times, but...
I actually agree with that. How does one judge their own baseball IQ without sounding like a total putz, you know? 160. What do you want me to say? I have no idea.
I know Ruben Niebla is what you just have to say.
You know,
me and Ruben pretty tight.
I think what I would say is I take it very seriously, but not... in a militant way.
You should have Skip Schumacher call you during that question.
Guys, hang on. Here's Skip Schumacher.
Here's the manager of the Texas Rangers who's going to tell you what he thinks of my baseball IQ and knowledge.
Hey, is this what I'm supposed to call?
Yeah. Who listens to my baseball related show every single day?
Hey, it's Rod Barajas on the line. Hang on, Rod. How you doing, man? No, I obviously I don't want to. It's a weird question to answer. I know baseball. I love baseball. It's my greatest passion in life.
This one seems like a layup. How will you ensure players have opportunities to play all positions?
Oh, I won't. Not everybody's a shortstop. What do you want me to tell you? So,
I think they want to hear.
Okay, you want me to give you the right answer?
I'll rotate them around the diamond, and
yes,
you know,
you just said it's a layup. It's not a layup for me.
If you're honest, not a layup.
I've had this discussion with parents before. I told you about the parent that yelled at me because her kid never got to play third base. The first play of the game, they hit a ball to third base. He jumped over the ball. Jumped over it. Didn't attempt to field it. Jumped over it to get out of the way. And I just went like this. Looked up into the stands. Right? You know, I will give everybody a chance to play the positions that they want to try. But the world, you know, outfield is very important. You know, it is important. Not everybody can pitch. It's not for everybody right now. I will do my best to give everybody a fair shake at every position that they want to try. But I'm not going to be moving every inning a bunch of kids around. It's hard to get in a groove.
You're fine. You're doing well. But
I don't feel like I am.
Honestly, all of these questions are simply the prelude to the one question that I think is the only one that really matters in this interview. This is the one that they are going to judge you on. This is the one that they are really going to make their decision on. How will you handle difficult players, parents, or challenging situations?
That's a great question. I have a radio show that a lot of people listen to. any of the challenging parents will be put on blast on my radio show. It's probably 6 a.m. the following morning. So
yep, that's the move.
No, I do send out an email at the beginning of the season, and I do, in a nice way, let them know, if you wanted to coach your child, you should have signed up to coach your child. I'm taking this very seriously. I'm a loud coach, but I am a 100% positive coach. I'm loud. I'm loud. Like, I'm a loud dude out there, but I'm 100% positive. And I like to teach the game more than anything in the world. I like to teach the game. So I'm going to let the parents know. I've got a few non-negotiables with your kids. I also have a few non-negotiables with you guys. You're not going to yell at umpires from the stands. You're just not. Not on my team. I will ask you to leave.
And I think you're absolutely right. But think about what Malia, is that her name?
Yeah.
What she wants. She doesn't want a bunch of complaining.
Correct.
Emails or phone calls about you.
Correct. And I've coached now 8 teams, and I've never had a complaint yet.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
As far as I know. As far as I know. Not directly from them. I had one mom ask why her kid batted last all the time because he's having a hard time figuring out the base running. When you bat last, you get to run all the way around the bases. I go, oh, no problem. I'll put him second to last and never heard it, you know, back. And no, it's a fair question, but I think, you know, the parents, again, you're giving me your child to teach what I know about baseball and give them a fun experience. And you got to let me do that. You have to let me do that, right? Like, if you wanted to coach the team, you should have signed up to coach. That's how I look at it, because Bo is on another team that I don't coach, and I let those coaches coach. I do. I'm like, he's yours now. So I think that's kind of part of the deal with me. But I take it really serious. I mean, I've got practice plans laid out. I'll probably bring a couple of those. I'm ready to go. Like, this is for me. I've been waiting for this. Coaching T-ball was fine. Coaching rookies off the machine, that's fine. This is closer to real baseball, the closest that I've been with my kids, so I'm excited.
And then finally, and this is the question that if the first questions go well, you're hoping you don't even get. But
right.
This is the last question that you sent me. Will you be willing to be an assistant if you're not selected as a manager?
Yes, 100%. 100%. But I would really like to manage. I would really like to manage.
Is that a trick question, though? Because if you say no, then they have to make you a manager, or they lose your volunteering.
No, I think they lose my volunteering, but I have my ego as it pertains to the baseball field isn't much.
I think that'd be a red flag if somebody was like...
It would be.
Yeah, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, I think that is a bit of a red flag. But I just think... I think that there's... It does get a little bit out of control. But I think if you set the tone early of, I'm the coach, you cheer on your kids from the stands, don't yell at the... That's a non-negotiable for me.
Dude, I had to do that when I was 23. I started coaching.
Yeah.
I was probably 25 when I was like the freshman head coach or whatever, and I got to make all those rules. I had to have those meetings with parents at the beginning of the year and basically tell... I mean, these were 15-year-old high school students.
It's different,
It was different, for sure. But I just had to say, like, look... These kids from 2 to 4 or whatever the times were, like every day at practice, like they don't belong to you anymore.
They're ours, yeah.
Like you have to let them be baseball players. If they forgot their Gatorade, I can't have you walk into the dugout and put it in their bag or something. I know that sounds a little harsh, but that's just how we're going to do things. He won't forget his Gatorade next time, I promise you.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, everything will be fine, but I can't have you in there coaching him up in the dugout or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I go, I said always at the beginning of every meeting, I go, I understand this is weird. I'm some 24-year-old kid with no children, and I'm telling you, all you parents, how you're going to act with your children
right
now.
You have to, though. You got to set
the tone. But this is how it's got to be.
You have to set the tone early and just let them know. You know, and that's a good point. Padre Bod said, I coach Valhalla baseball. Biggest key is making sure the parents know your coaching style. Parents, I'm going to coach your kids. And when I say coach, I'm going to coach them. If they're not doing something right, I'm going to tell them that they're not doing something right. If they don't have good attitude and good effort, they're not going to play. My kid, no, and I will let them know, my kid's a good player. My kid is, I will be harder on my son, twice as hard on my son as I will be on yours. You can rest assured. I have yanked my kid from the field. I have put him on the bench. He has never forgotten it, ever. It was not our best day as father and son. He brought it up last night. He still remembers. Remember that time you benched me? Yeah, of course. Did I have a reason to bench you? He goes, yeah. I go, okay, don't, let's not do it again. Trust me. Daddy ball is not going to be a thing, but I'm going to coach your kids. Like, I'm going to coach them. I'm going to coach them well as I possibly can, and I'm going to give it 100%. And if you have an issue, just come to me. You know, come to me, and we'll talk about it.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. I'm terrified.
I hope you get offered a, you know, big 3-4-year deal.
Me too. God. There's probably going to be a prove-it deal. Probably the 1 year.
See if you get the manager option. Opt-out, opt-in, right. Something like that.
Hopefully our agent's on it and gets this thing locked down.
Bring Brad.
Me.
Oh, my God. Agent.
My agent, Brad.
That's a move right there.
Yeah, dude. I'm actually terrified for it now that we've just gone through those questions. I feel like a bumbling buffoon, so I'm really, really nervous. I was actually felt good about it until I actually had to answer those questions, and now I feel terrified. Whew. Oh, yeah, the lockout's coming. You know, that's going to affect this. Because Cole says. Oh, God.
All right, back here at the Sportsery, the Aztecs.
Yes, Sportsery.
Got into another one last night. Man, they are stressful watching, but like I said, it was an opportunity game and turned into a big road win for San Diego State.
Can I ask a question to think about over the break?
Yeah.
If you consistently have horrible, starts to games. Like, horrible first halves to teams that you probably should be doing better against, but you end up at least making it a game or winning most of those games. Are you a good team?
It's a philosophical question.
Like, the Aztecs keep winning. They've won four in a row or whatever it is. Are you a good team?
7 of 8.
Because I've been extremely angry in every single game almost.
It is a philosophical question.
They're a frustrating watch at times, but they're 4-0 in the Mountain West.
That's right.
Things are on the rise. We will talk college basketball. Set the menu for the Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods. Stick around. Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, Ben Higgins. Get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick. And then off and running on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, I guess I'm Ben Woods, appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We don't have any guests planned today, but you never know. It's a 4-hour radio program. We'll be
here
until
fantasy camp on Friday. We're gonna have plenty of guests. Just
you're gonna get your interviews.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just trying to find ways to work in.
You had a tone.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find ways to work in the David P. Shapiro hotline.
He would be
on the David P. Shapiro.
Paul didn't book any because he likes fun original content more than boring interviews.
Well, maybe it's because there's so much going on in the world of the San Diego Padres that we can discuss that we don't have time to talk to anybody because it's just move after move after move. No, it remains all quiet on the off-season front.
I wouldn't
but
say that. The UT just wrote Padres roster review Yuki Matsui. So we'll be going over that with fine-tooth comb here in a little bit.
Yeah,
a little
scary. Before that, it was Ron Marinaccio.
Yes, exactly.
They do it by like player ranking. It's scary that they've waited this long for Yuki Matsui. I felt like he would have been one of the first to get out of the way. But,
no, it's just roster review. I don't think they're ranking them.
Oh, I think they rank them.
Are they ranking
them? I think it's some sort of...
Some ranking system?
Jeff Sanders, Kevin Acey ranking system of what players, like 1 through 40 on their 40-man. Wow, on, their 40
on the 40-man?
So
okay.
The earlier you go...
The better.
Yeah, no, the worse. You're like at the bottom of the rankings.
The earlier you go. They haven't been doing this for
a
while.
The last guys will be, you know, Machado, Tatis at the end, Merrill at the end. But these early ones are like, yeah, let's get through the bottom of the bottom of the 40-man first before we get to the biggies at the end. Now, I do want to ask the question, and we'll talk about it coming up. Is it just the Padres that's been quiet, or is this the entire baseball world? I mean, what teams, think about this, what teams have actually been busy this offseason. The Blue Jays, for sure.
Orioles. Yeah. Blue Jays,
okay,
Orioles.
Okay, so two teams in the AL East have been busy. The list starts thinning out after that.
It kind of does.
Teams that have really been active
this offseason. Pirates have added a few
players.
Pirates
have done some nice things.
Yeah, traded for Brandon Lowe, like they got Ryan O'Hearn.
Okay.
They've done some stuff.
That's one-tenth of baseball now. It's three of 30 teams that have actually been active so far this offseason.
I mean, the Padres have made, they've added pieces, but they're just not pieces that blow your hair back yet. You know, the Adcocks of the world and you know, the Blake Hunts.
Sung Song is the newest, biggest acquisition.
And Michael
obviously
King.
Bringing back Michael King is a huge, huge move. But because it's not a new name, feels like the Padres haven't done much. But they're not alone
they're
in
not
this
alone.
World.
No, they're not.
I mean, even the Dodgers with their unlimited money. They signed Edwin Diaz. Well, they've done nothing else this offseason. We'll talk about that as well, because I read something interesting about what the Dodgers' offseason philosophy really is, and we can talk about that coming up a little bit later. There was a huge, huge development in the NFL yesterday, the firing of John Harbaugh
surprised
as
me.
Head coach. I was surprised as well. Apparently, this has been kind of coming for a while. We can talk a little bit about it in our 7 o'clock hour. If you want to get into some football, obviously, we're working toward the college playoff games tomorrow and Friday, and then the NFL wild card round Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So the next 5 days will be filled with important football games.
College football playoffs tomorrow?
First game is tomorrow. Second game is on Friday.
Hell yeah.
Of the two semifinals.
Perfect.
And then two games on Saturday in the NFL, three on Sunday, one on Monday. So plenty of football coming up over the next 5 days. A lot of it here on 97.3 The Fan, of course. Regular features, don't do this at 7:20. We will play Take on Woods in the new format of the game, music, movies, or TV at 8:20. Yesterday, Simpsons category didn't go so well for Woods, so we'll replace it with something hopefully you can be a little more competitive with.
Hopefully mafia movies
would be
a great one.
That would be so easy for you.
I was a little bit surprised you had your complete and total lack of knowledge. Like, if you said, hey, I've seen The Simpsons, I didn't see every episode, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but if he was like, who's the dad? I'd be like, oh, that's Homer Simpson. That I could do, but he's like the school administrator for the, I mean, it was so next level for me.
Superintendent Chalmers?
Right, no idea. Like,
He doesn't know.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Somebody in, I think it was somebody in the Discord. They said they had a comment. It was like, how did somebody live through the 90s and not have like knowledge of The Simpsons?
Cocaine. That's how. That's how they did it. That's how they did it. Going out to bars every night. I was not. Paul, you got to remember.
It's like the show.
There was no TiVo. There was no set your. If I wanted to watch The Simpsons in the 90s, I had to set a VCR.
You had to make an appointment, yeah.
Do you think that I knew how to set up a VCR to time out anything?
Yours is always blinking 12.
It's just blinking 12. And so I was out every night. I went out. I lived in Chicago. You think I'm going to, in the city of Chicago, be like, I'm going to stay in and watch
Gary,
The Simpsons
with his
tonight.
Catalog of tapes, didn't pass down the knowledge of how to set your VCR to record a couple of programs while you were out enjoying the nightlife.
I just, Casey Delvin said, Woodsy, the entire country went on pause at 6 p.m. to watch The Simpsons. I just missed it. I missed the whole thing. And again, the turn being turned off to cartoons and weird cartoony voices. I did watch 5-6 episodes of the Hank Hill show. What was that called?
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Yeah.
Goated.
And I was like, yeah, pretty funny. But it just, I was a movie guy and I was a music guy. I really wasn't much back then of a TV guy really at all. I just went out.
Well, you know the category to attack Woods on now.
Yes.
Woods,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, if you hear cartoons, you're in.
90s TV, for sure. You're going to get some advantages over Woods. So we'll play that coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. But start with what is, I think, clearly the biggest win of the season so far for the San Diego State Aztecs last night. It was tense, but came through at the end. We'll talk about it right after traffic. Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So it was already a late start for the Aztecs, scheduled at 8 p.m., but the previous game on FS1, I believe it was Texas Tech Houston, was running so far behind. When I flipped on at 8 o'clock at the start of the game, what it was like?
14? I panicked.
And I go, okay, they're probably going to start this online somewhere, but I don't know. I couldn't find the channel either. So, and I was,
thank God for Paulie.
I was anchoring and recording some stuff. So it got, you know, Paulie said it started at 8:15. So it, like 8:25, I just quickly checked my computer. Well, let's see how it's going, at least.
Yeah, right.
14-2 Nevada.
That's what, exactly. Oh. Bro, we turned it on at the exact time I go, oh, going well for the Aztecs. Yeah,
it was 12-2 oh, no. As I was typing the text, being like, well, don't rush. Like, it ain't pretty.
I will fully admit, I didn't see any part of that game. Once it did come on, the Aztecs team that I saw play looked pretty good last night.
Yeah.
They went on a run, a 10-0 run, pulled within two in the first half. Brian Dutcher continued to use his full bench.
Yep.
Maybe in this game that was advantageous with the altitude. He was able to keep guys a little more fresh going 11 deep. And then second half, they quickly went out in front. Miles Byrd hit a couple of threes. They did not shoot well from three-point range. They shot well from the field, over 50%, which is terrific. Three-point range, though, the Aztecs struggled. I think there were 4 of 17, including those two makes by Miles Byrd in the second half. That's really what kept Nevada in it. They made more threes, and they got to the foul line more, as the Aztecs committed a bunch of fouls in the second half that quickly put Nevada to the free throw line. It seemed like the Wolfpack just lived there at the line in the second half. Otherwise, San Diego State might have pulled away and won that game easily. Instead, it remained close down the stretch, less than 4 minutes to go. The Aztecs found themselves down one, And you're wondering, I mean, this is kind of a pivot point of the season. They go on and lose this game. All right, you're definitely thinking Mountain West Tournament,
or
March, or bust. You win this game. All right, you're first place. You're going to be moving up in the rankings. And they finished strong. Got some strong play from Miles Heide. I think he had one of his best games. 10 points, 5 of 5 shooting. Had a big basket and foul. He didn't make the free throw, but critical at the end in a close game. Magoon Gwath had a big go-ahead dunk late underneath. He didn't start again, but came in, and everybody kind of contributed. Some Taj DeGorville had a really good game yesterday, a guy we hadn't seen a ton of recently, but he had a good game. And LZ Harrington had one of his quietest games, but made two absolutely huge free throws in a three-point game and a one-and-one.
Yep.
It's a freshman coming in. He has 0 points. He hadn't played most of the second half. And he came in and he got fouled, and I go, oh, that's exactly who I would have fouled if I was Nevada. Put this freshman who hasn't been out there on the line. And if he didn't, he just stepped up and calmly sank both of those.
Love that kid.
To make it a two-possession game, and the Aztecs were able to hang on for the 73-68 win that, nah, it doesn't save the season, but it certainly changes the conversation about the season. That's a quad one win, just barely. Because you have to beat a team in the top 75 in the net on the road. And Nevada, after losing, is 75. But
wow.
It is now technically the first and only quad one win of the season for San Diego State. I don't know if it'll stay that way. It depends on how Nevada does in their next game. It could become a quad two win later. But right now, it's their only quad one win. The Aztecs are moving up to 60 in the net. I think they're 47 in the KenPom. Not where you wanted them to be, but more in the conversation of where a team is in when you want to get an at-large berth to the NCAA tournament.
The thing, too, is you know, we've noticed in every half, every first half against almost every team they've played, the other team hits its season average in three-pointers, usually within about the first 4 minutes,
right?
Like, they average 6 threes a game. They had that number at halftime, Dutcher said. Then the second half, you know, you come out shooting lights out from three in the first half. What's going to be your game plan in the second half? We're going to keep shooting threes. 2 for 15. And at that point, when you miss 13 three-pointers in the second half, let the Aztecs continue to score, that's a deciding factor. Aztecs win the game. It is actually staggering to see how well teams shoot from three against the Aztecs in the first half of the game. It's
not like we have short players or lazy,
like
defenders.
Like, it's... You're not going to sit in here and go, there was a couple of Padres times in the last 8 years we've covered the team that where I would come on the air and go, guys, I know they lost the game. That's the unluckiest team in baseball, and here's why. And some people bought it, some people didn't. They didn't want to hear it. You know, just hit them where they ain't. It doesn't matter how hard you hit it, right? All that garbage. I will actually say the Aztecs have gotten a little bit unlucky with some of the shots that have gone in against them this year. It does start to even out because sports always evens out, Ben, and it evened out for them in the second half, 2 for 15 for Nevada last night. So it was a great, great win. Like you said, barely a quad one, but we don't complain about wins. We don't. And Paulie, to your question that you posed, like,
is it really as simple as a win is a win is a win?
Well, I mean, I asked you that, and you said
in college it's different.
You've got to have style points, but on the road, a win's a win. On the road, in your division, a win is a win. Doesn't matter how you get it. You won the game on the road. You had to have it. Well done. Move on to the next.
Beating
one.
Like struggling to put away San Jose State and Air Force, that's problematic.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Having some struggles against a good Nevada team on the road, but
that's
finding
thing.
A way to win. That's a good win.
If it was just the Nevada game, for example,
right.
Where you
had
a bad first half, you figured it out on the road, you got the win. That's one thing. It's when it comes after all the others, where you're like, this pattern is like not good for blood pressure.
But
it's
not aesthetically
pleasing.
We always laud every single coach that are elite adjusters, right? We mm-hmm. all like that's the thing that every sports fan goes, man, we may not come out of the gates firing, and I wish we did, but whatever they do at halftime, in football, mm-hmm. Especially football is the big way. We made some adjustments. Oh my God, they're like a different team.
Right.
Basketball, there's that happens a lot in basketball too. I think Brian Dutcher is a really good adjuster.
I do too.
And
I guess that's what's so frustrating though. It's like if you're so good at adjusting from first half to second half, why can't we adjust from game to game
right.
so that we stop having these
bad first
halves?
You're a basketball player. Isn't there part of isn't it a feeling out process like a boxing match in the first 5 minutes?
They played great in the first half against Arizona. They played great in the first half against Boise State.
And then fell apart
in the second half those games. So it's pretty much they've got like one good half in them every game and one kind of crummy half.
20
in
good minutes
game.
Of basketball.
20 good minutes of basketball. I
prefer that to be closer to like 30.
Yeah. No, I get it. In a basketball game, I would imagine, I never played it. I played in the YMCA, won most improved, which is the biggest slap in the face of all time. Yeah.
I also won a most improved in seventh grade basketball.
Hang on, real quick. I disagree. Yeah.
Well, they had to give me something. Everybody gets an award.
Most improved is bad. It's not the worst. So that means that they're saying, "Hey, you actually got better. Like
What's
you
the
put
worst?
In work. Best teammate. Best teammate has to be worse.
That's I love like that award.
That's
though.
Like we can't give him any of the good awards. So he had a good attitude.
No,
we'll just
I love
best
the
teammate.
I love the best. I love giving the best teammate out. I do. I think it's such a sweet one. Most improved means you were terrible, and now you're not great. You're not even really serviceable, but you made a couple of buckets. You got a couple of
best
rebounds.
Best teammate is like, you're so bad, I can't give you a positional, like a playing award.
You're the guy at the end of the bench with the sweatsuit on, cheering your teammates on.
It really is. It meant you were so bad to start the season, and you were just a little less bad at
but
the
see,
end
I don't
of the
want
season.
If any of my kids out there listening that I've given the most improved to, I don't want them to think
I'm
that.
I'm just kidding, everybody. Most improved is awesome.
I'm going to fail that interview tonight because of that comment.
Huge name is now on the NFL coaching market. John Harbaugh fired by the Ravens yesterday. We'll talk about the stunning move and more next here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.